Beyond Earth, Elon Musk, and the quest for a multiplanetary future. In the vast expanse of the cosmos, amidst the cold, indifferent stars, a single spark of human ingenuity flickers with audacious brilliance. This is the story of Elon Musk and SpaceX, a tale not just of rockets and technology, but of vision, perseverance, and an unyielding belief in the possible. As we chart the course of this extraordinary journey, we delve into the mind of a man who dares to dream beyond the horizon, challenging the boundaries of what we know and redefining our place in the universe. Imagine a boy in Pretoria, South Africa, lost in the pages of science fiction, dreaming of worlds far beyond our own. Fast forward to today, and that boy is now a man with a singular mission to make humanity a multi-planetary species. Elon Musk's path from a curious child to the helm of one of the most revolutionary companies in the world is nothing short of extraordinary. It is a journey marked by relentless innovation, formidable challenges, and an unwavering commitment to a future where the stars are not just lights in the sky, but destinations. SpaceX was born from this vision, a small startup with a grand ambition to revolutionize space travel. In the face of skepticism and monumental odds, Musk and his team embarked on a quest that many deemed impossible. When starting SpaceX, I thought the odds of success were less than 10%, Musk has candidly admitted. Yet with every setback came a lesson, and with every failure, a step closer to success. Their perseverance paid off in moments of triumph that have captivated the world. The first privately funded liquid-fueled rocket to reach orbit, the groundbreaking reusability of the Falcon 9, and the successful delivery of cargo to the International Space Station. But this journey is about more than technological milestones. It is about the audacity to believe in a future where humanity is not confined to Earth, but thrives across the cosmos. Musk's vision for Mars is not just a sci-fi fantasy. It is a concrete plan, meticulously detailed and passionately pursued. I think there is a strong humanitarian argument for making life multiplanetary in order to safeguard the existence of humanity, he has stated, encapsulating the profound stakes of this venture. As you turn the pages of this book, you will not only learn about the technical marvels and innovative breakthroughs, but also about the spirit of resilience and the power of visionary thinking. This is a story of a company that dared to reach for the stars, and a man whose dreams are as vast as the universe itself. Join us as we embark on this incredible journey, exploring the boundless possibilities of space and the unyielding spirit of those who refuse to accept the limitations of the present. In the words of Musk himself, the future that's exciting and inspiring is one where we're a space-bearing civilization. This is the dawn of that future. Welcome to the story of SpaceX and the visionary, Elon Musk's early life and entrepreneurial spirit. Elon Musk, the visionary entrepreneur and business magnate, has left an indelible mark on the world of technology and innovation. From his early days as a curious and ambitious child to his rise to fame as the CEO of SpaceX and Tesla, Musk's journey is a testament to the power of perseverance, creativity, and vision. In this chapter, we will delve into Musk's early life, exploring the factors that shaped his entrepreneurial spirit and set the stage for his future successes. Early life and influences. Elon Musk was born on June 28, 1971, in Pretoria, South Africa. His parents, May Musk and Errol Musk, were both engineers, and their influence on Elon's early life and interests is undeniable. His father, Errol, was a successful entrepreneur who owned a small construction company, while his mother, May, was a dietitian and nutritionist. The Musk family's emphasis on education and innovation instilled in Elon a strong work ethic and a passion for learning. Growing up in a multicultural and multilingual environment, Elon was exposed to various languages, including English, Afrikaans, and German. This exposure would later influence his ability to communicate effectively with people from diverse backgrounds. His parents' entrepreneurial spirit and emphasis on education also sparked Elon's interest in technology and innovation from an early age. The early years, curiosity and exploration. As a child, Elon was known for his curiosity and love for exploration. He spent hours reading books on science, technology and mathematics, which sparked his interest in programming and computer science. His parents encouraged his curiosity, providing him with access to computers and programming languages like BASIC and Pascal. Musk's fascination with technology and innovation was further fueled by his exposure to the work of pioneers like Nikola Tesla and Isaac Asimov. He devoured books on science fiction, which sparked his imagination and fueled his dreams of creating a better future. This early exposure to science fiction and technology would later influence his vision for the future of humanity, the entrepreneurial spirit. Elon's entrepreneurial spirit was evident from an early age. At the age of 12, he created his first software program, a space-themed video game called Blastar. This early success sparked his interest in entrepreneurship and innovation. He continued to develop his programming skills, creating software for his parents' businesses, and even launching his own software company called Zip2 in 1995. Musk's entrepreneurial spirit was also influenced by his experiences as a child. Growing up in South Africa during the apartheid era, he witnessed the struggles of marginalized communities and the importance of social justice. This exposure instilled in him a sense of responsibility to use his skills and resources to make a positive impact on the world. The move to the United States. In 1992, Elon Musk moved to Canada to attend college. He later transferred to the University of Pennsylvania, where he graduated with a degree in economics and physics. His experiences in the United States further fueled his entrepreneurial spirit and exposed him to new opportunities and challenges. The founding of PayPal. In 1998, Musk co-founded X.com, which later became PayPal, an online payment system that revolutionized the way people transferred money. PayPal's success was a testament to Musk's entrepreneurial spirit and his ability to identify and capitalize on emerging trends. The visionary takes shape. Musk's early life and entrepreneurial spirit laid the foundation for his future successes. His curiosity, creativity, and perseverance enabled him to take risks and push the boundaries of what was thought possible. As he grew older, his vision for the future of humanity only grew clearer. He became determined to use his skills and resources to make a positive impact on the world. In the next chapter, we will explore Musk's early ventures and the factors that contributed to his rise to fame as the CEO of SpaceX and Tesla. We will delve into the challenges he faced and the innovations he pioneered, which have transformed the world of technology and innovation. The dream takes shape. The origins of SpaceX and its mission to Mars. Introduction. In the early 2000s, a revolution was brewing in the world of space exploration. A new player was emerging, one that would challenge the status quo and push the boundaries of what was thought possible. This player was SpaceX, founded by Elon Musk, a visionary entrepreneur with a passion for space travel and a dream to make humanity a multi-planetary species. In this chapter, we'll delve into the origins of SpaceX and its mission to Mars, exploring the key milestones, challenges, and innovations that have shaped the company's journey. The early years, the birth of SpaceX. In 2002, Elon Musk, then a successful entrepreneur with a string of successful startups under his belt, began to contemplate the future of humanity. He became increasingly concerned about the long-term survival of the human species, citing the risk of global catastrophes, nuclear war, and the eventual heat death of the sun. Musk realized that the only way to ensure the survival of humanity was to become a multi-planetary species, with a presence on other planets. Musk's vision was sparked by the work of NASA's Mars exploration rovers, which had successfully landed on Mars in 2004. He saw an opportunity to create a private company that could revolutionize space travel and make humanity a multi-planetary species. With the help of his friend and fellow entrepreneur Tom Mueller, Musk founded SpaceX. In June 2002, the early challenges. The early years of SpaceX were marked by significant challenges. The company faced stiff competition from established players in the space industry, and funding was scarce. Musk had to mortgage his homes in California and Texas to secure the initial funding for the company. The team was small with only a handful of employees, and the infrastructure was minimal. Despite these challenges, Musk remained committed to his vision. He poured his own money into the company, and the team worked tirelessly to develop the first launch vehicle, the Falcon 1. The Falcon 1, A New Era in Space Launch. The Falcon 1 was a groundbreaking achievement, marking the first time a privately funded company had developed a launch vehicle. The rocket was designed to be reusable, with the goal of reducing the cost of access to space. The first launch attempt in 2006 ended in failure, but the team persevered, and the second attempt in 2008 was successful. The success of the Falcon 1 paved the way for the development of the Falcon 9, a more powerful and reusable launch vehicle. The Falcon 9 made its maiden flight in 2010 and has since become a workhorse for commercial satellite launches. The Dragon, a new era in spacecraft design. In 2010, SpaceX launched the Dragon spacecraft, designed to carry cargo and eventually crew to the International Space Station. The Dragon was the first privately funded spacecraft to dock with the ISS, marking a significant milestone in the history of space exploration. The Dragon's design was revolutionary, featuring a unique ability to return to Earth and land vertically, like a helicopter. This capability has enabled SpaceX to recover and reuse the Dragon, reducing the cost of access to space. The Road to Mars. In 2012, SpaceX announced its ambitious plan to send humans to Mars in the 2020s. The plan, known as the Starship program, aims to develop a reusable spacecraft capable of carrying both people and cargo to the Red Planet. The Starship program has faced numerous challenges, including funding issues and technical setbacks. However, the company remains committed to its goal, with the first crewed mission to Mars planned for the mid-2020s. Conclusion: the story of SpaceX is one of innovation, perseverance, and vision. From its humble beginnings to its current status as a leading player in the space industry, SpaceX has disrupted the status quo and pushed the boundaries of what is thought possible. As we look to the future, it is clear that SpaceX's mission to Mars is not just a distant dream, but a tangible reality. With the Starship program, SpaceX is poised to make history, becoming the first company to send humans to another planet. As we embark on this new era of space exploration, we are reminded of the power of innovation and the importance of pushing the boundaries of what is thought possible. The story of SpaceX is a testament to the human spirit, a reminder that even the most ambitious dreams can become a reality with determination and hard work. The South African roots, Elon Musk's childhood and early influences. Elon Musk's journey to becoming one of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs of our time began in his childhood, shaped by his experiences in South Africa, where he spent his early years. This chapter delves into Musk's childhood, exploring the influences that molded him into the visionary leader he is today. Early life in Pretoria. Elon Musk was born on June 28, 1971, in Pretoria, South Africa, to May Musk, a dietitian and nutritionist, and Errol Musk, an engineer. His parents were both immigrants, his father from Transvaal and his mother from Canada. Musk's early life was marked by a strong sense of curiosity and a fascination with technology. Growing up in Pretoria, Musk was an introverted child who found solace in reading and exploring the outdoors. He developed a passion for science fiction and fantasy, which would later influence his creative endeavors. Musk's parents encouraged his curiosity, providing him with an environment that fostered his love for learning. Influence of his father. Errol Musk, Elon's father, played a significant role in shaping his early life. A successful engineer, Errol instilled in Elon a strong work ethic and a sense of responsibility. Errol's entrepreneurial spirit and innovative approach to problem-solving also had a profound impact on Elon's worldview. The elder Musk's experiences as a young entrepreneur, including his struggles and successes, likely influenced Elon's own entrepreneurial endeavors. Influence of his mother. May Musk, Elon's mother, was a dietitian and nutritionist who emphasized the importance of education and hard work. Her influence can be seen in Elon's dedication to his studies and his commitment to self-improvement. May's nurturing nature and warm personality also helped shape Elon's empathetic and compassionate side. Education and early interests. Musk's educational journey began at Pretoria University High School, where he excelled academically. His interests in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM subjects, were evident from an early age. Musk's fascination with computers and programming led him to teach himself computer programming, a skill that would serve him well in his future endeavors. The move to Canada. In 1992, at the age of 17, Musk moved to Canada to attend college. This significant move marked a turning point in his life as he began to explore new opportunities and experiences that would shape his future. Musk's decision to leave South Africa was likely influenced by the country's political and economic instability during the 1990s. The seeds of innovation. Musk's childhood and early life in South Africa laid the foundation for his innovative spirit and entrepreneurial drive. The influences of his parents, his education, and his experiences in Pretoria all contributed to the development of his unique perspective and approach to problem solving. As we explore the next chapter in Musk's journey, we will see how these early influences continued to shape his path to success. Key takeaways. Elon Musk's childhood in South Africa was marked by a strong sense of curiosity and a fascination with technology. His parents, Errol and May Musk, played a significant role in shaping his early life, with Errol's entrepreneurial spirit and May's emphasis on education and hard work having a lasting impact. Musk's education and early interests in STEM subjects laid the foundation for his future success. The move to Canada marked a significant turning point in Musk's life as he began to explore new opportunities and experiences that would shape his future. The move to Canada and college days. Musk's early entrepreneurial ventures and education. As a young boy, Elon Musk's fascination with technology and innovation was evident. Growing up in Pretoria, South Africa, Musk's curiosity and passion for science and mathematics led him to pursue a career in engineering. In 1992, at the age of 17, Musk made the bold decision to move to Canada to attend college. This chapter delves into Musk's early entrepreneurial ventures and educational journey, highlighting the pivotal moments that shaped his future as a visionary entrepreneur and innovator. The move to Canada. Musk's decision to leave South Africa was not taken lightly. As a teenager, he had already demonstrated a keen interest in science and technology, and he saw Canada as a hub for innovation and entrepreneurship. In 1992, Musk immigrated to Canada, settling in Edmonton, Alberta. He enrolled at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, to pursue a degree in economics and physics. College days. Musk's college years were marked by his characteristic entrepreneurial spirit. He began to explore his passion for technology and innovation, experimenting with various projects and ventures. One of his earliest entrepreneurial endeavors was a software company called Silicon Valley Robotics, which he co-founded with his brother Kimball. Although the venture ultimately failed, it laid the groundwork for Musk's future entrepreneurial pursuits. The birth of Zip2. In 1995, Musk co-founded Zip2, a company that provided online content publishing software for news organizations. As the company's first CEO, Musk played a crucial role in securing funding and developing the product. Zip2's success led to its acquisition by Compaq in 1999 for $307 million. Musk's experience with Zip2 not only honed his entrepreneurial skills, but also instilled in him the importance of perseverance and adaptability. The rise of X.com. In 1999, Musk co-founded X.com, an online payment system that aimed to revolutionize the way people conducted financial transactions. Although the company faced significant challenges, including a highly publicized feud with co-founder Peter Thiel, X.com's innovative approach paved the way for the development of PayPal, which was later acquired by eBay for $1.5 billion as the PayPal era. Musk's involvement with PayPal, which began in 2000, marked a significant turning point in his entrepreneurial journey. As the company's chairman and CEO, Musk played a crucial role in shaping its vision and strategy. PayPal's acquisition by eBay in 2002 not only generated significant wealth for Musk, but also provided him with a platform to explore new ideas and innovations. Lessons learned and reflections. Musk's early entrepreneurial ventures and educational journey in Canada laid the foundation for his future successes. His experiences with Zip2, X.com, and PayPal taught him valuable lessons about perseverance, adaptability, and the importance of taking calculated risks. As he reflected on his early days as an entrepreneur, Musk recognized the significance of his Canadian experience in shaping his vision and approach to innovation. Conclusion: Elon Musk's early entrepreneurial ventures and educational journey in Canada were marked by innovation, perseverance, and a willingness to take calculated risks. As he navigated the complexities of entrepreneurship, Musk developed a unique blend of skills, including his ability to identify opportunities, build strong teams, and adapt to changing circumstances. The lessons he learned during this period have had a lasting impact on his approach to innovation and entrepreneurship, ultimately shaping the visionary leader and entrepreneur we know today. The move to California and the birth of Zip2, Musk's first successful startup and the road to SpaceX. In the early 1990s, Elon Musk made the bold decision to leave his native Canada and relocate to California, driven by a desire to pursue his entrepreneurial ambitions. This pivotal move marked the beginning of a new chapter in his life, one that would see him co-found his first successful startup, Zip2, and lay the groundwork for his future endeavors, including the launch of SpaceX. The move to California. In 1992, Musk, then 24 years old, made the trek from Canada to the United States, settling in Palo Alto, California. He was drawn to the region's thriving tech industry, which was already home to many pioneering companies, including Apple, Intel, and Hewlett-Packard. With a degree in economics and physics from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, Musk was determined to make a name for himself in the world of technology. The birth of Zip2. Musk's arrival in California coincided with the dawn of the Internet age. Recognizing the potential of this new technology, he saw an opportunity to create a company that would help businesses establish an online presence. In 1995, Musk co-founded Zip2, a digital content publishing platform that enabled news organizations to create online versions of their publications. The company's innovative approach to online publishing quickly gained traction, and Zip2 soon became a leading provider of online news and information. The rise of Zip2. Under Musk's leadership, Zip2 experienced rapid growth, securing major clients such as the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN. The company's success was fueled by its user-friendly interface, robust content management system, and innovative business model, which allowed news organizations to monetize their online presence through advertising and subscription-based services. The acquisition and the road to SpaceX. In 1999, Compaq acquired Zip2 for $307 million, making it one of the most successful startups of the dot-com era. Musk's success with Zip2 not only provided him with a significant financial windfall, but also gave him the confidence and resources to pursue his next venture, SpaceX, or the road to SpaceX. Musk's experience with Zip2 had given him a deep understanding of the importance of innovation and disruption in the tech industry. He recognized that the same principles that had driven the success of Zip2, innovation, risk-taking, and a willingness to challenge the status quo, could be applied to other areas, including space exploration. In 2002, Musk founded SpaceX with the ambitious goal of reducing space transportation costs and enabling the colonization of Mars. The company's early successes, including the development of the Falcon 1 rocket and the Dragon spacecraft, laid the groundwork for its future achievements, including the first privately funded liquid-fueled rocket to reach orbit and the first commercial cargo resupply mission to the International Space Station. Conclusion: The move to California and the birth of Zip2 marked a pivotal moment in Elon Musk's journey, setting him on a path that would ultimately lead to the launch of SpaceX and the pursuit of his ambitious vision for humanity's future in space. As he looked out at the vast expanse of the California landscape, Musk knew that the possibilities were endless, and he was determined to seize them. The inspiration of Mars. How Musk's fascination with Mars led to the creation of SpaceX. As the world's most successful entrepreneur, Elon Musk has always been driven by a sense of curiosity and innovation. His fascination with space and the potential for human colonization has been a recurring theme throughout his career. In this chapter, we will explore how Musk's fascination with Mars led to the creation of SpaceX, a pioneering space technology company that is revolutionizing the space industry. Early interest in space. Musk's interest in space and space exploration dates back to his childhood. Growing up in Pretoria, South Africa, he was fascinated by the Apollo 11 moon landing and the idea of humans exploring space. This fascination only grew stronger as he got older. In an interview with The Guardian, Musk recalled, "I was fascinated by the idea of humans going to Mars and establishing a human settlement there." The inspiration of Mars. Musk's fascination with Mars was sparked by the idea of humans establishing a human settlement on the Red Planet. He believed that Mars was the most likely candidate for human colonization due to its proximity to Earth and the potential for sustaining human life. In an interview with CNN, Musk explained, "Mars is the most likely place where we could establish a human settlement. It's the most Earth-like planet in the solar system, and it's the closest to Earth." The birth of SpaceX. In 2002, Musk founded SpaceX with the goal of reducing space transportation costs and enabling the colonization of Mars. Initially, the company focused on developing reusable rockets, which would significantly reduce the cost of accessing space. In 2008, SpaceX successfully launched its first rocket, the Falcon 1, marking a major milestone in the company's history. The vision for Mars. Musk's vision for Mars is ambitious. He envisions a future where humans establish a permanent human settlement on the Red Planet, with the potential for self-sustaining cities and a thriving ecosystem. In an interview with the New York Times, Musk explained, "I think it's very likely that we'll have a human settlement on Mars within the next 50 years. It's not a question of if, but when." Challenges and obstacles. However, the journey to establishing a human settlement on Mars is not without its challenges. The harsh environment, lack of breathable air, and extreme temperatures make it a daunting task. Additionally, the psychological and physical toll of long-duration space travel on humans is a significant concern. The road to Mars. Despite the challenges, SpaceX is making significant progress towards its goal of sending humans to Mars. The company is currently developing a new heavy-lift rocket, the Starship, which is designed to take humans to the Red Planet. In an interview with The Verge, Musk explained, "The Starship is designed to take humans to the Moon, Mars, and beyond. It's a reusable spacecraft that can carry both people and cargo." Conclusion. In conclusion, Elon Musk's fascination with Mars has been the driving force behind the creation of SpaceX. His vision for a human settlement on the Red Planet is ambitious, but it is also a necessary step towards ensuring the survival of humanity. As we continue to explore the possibilities of space travel and colonization, it is clear that Musk's inspiration for Mars will continue to shape the future of space exploration. The early days of SpaceX, the humble beginnings of the company and its first employees. In the early 2000s, the space industry was on the cusp of a revolution. With the dawn of the 21st century, a new generation of entrepreneurs, engineers, and visionaries were poised to disrupt the status quo and push the boundaries of what was thought possible. Among them was Elon Musk, a charismatic and ambitious entrepreneur with a passion for innovation and a vision for the future. It was against this backdrop that SpaceX, one of the most influential and innovative companies in the history of space exploration, was born. The birth of SpaceX. In 2002, Elon Musk, then a relatively unknown entrepreneur, founded SpaceX with the ambitious goal of reducing space transportation costs and enabling the colonization of Mars. Musk, who had made his fortune by selling PayPal to eBay for $1.5 billion, had always been fascinated by space exploration and saw an opportunity to revolutionize the industry. With a small team of engineers and a modest budget, SpaceX set out to achieve the impossible: to make space travel more accessible, affordable, and sustainable. The first employees. The early days of SpaceX were marked by a sense of urgency and a willingness to take risks. Musk assembled a team of talented engineers and scientists who shared his vision and were willing to push the boundaries of what was thought possible. Among the first employees were Tom Mueller, a veteran rocket engineer with a background in propulsion systems, Gwyn Shotwell, a seasoned executive with experience in the aerospace industry, Chris Thompson, a mechanical engineer with expertise in rocket design, Hans Klotz, a German engineer with a background in aerodynamics. These pioneers of SpaceX played a crucial role in shaping the company's early years, working tirelessly to develop the first-generation Falcon 1 rocket and laying the foundation for the company's future success. The first launch site. In 2003, SpaceX established its first launch site at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The site, which would become the company's primary launch facility, was chosen for its proximity to the equator, which provides a more favorable launch trajectory for satellites and spacecraft. The site was also strategically located near the Pacific Ocean, allowing for easy access to the open sea and reducing the risk of environmental contamination. The first rocket, Falcon 1. In the early days of SpaceX, the company focused on developing its first rocket, the Falcon 1. Designed to be a cost-effective, reusable launch vehicle, the Falcon 1 was intended to revolutionize the launch industry by providing a more affordable and efficient means of accessing space. With a payload capacity of 1,000 pounds, 450 kilograms, the Falcon 1 was designed to launch small satellites and other payloads into low Earth orbit. Challenges and setbacks. Despite the enthusiasm and dedication of the early SpaceX team, the company faced numerous challenges and setbacks in its early years. The development of the Falcon 1 was plagued by delays, budget overruns, and technical issues. The rocket's maiden launch, which took place in 2006, ended in failure, with the rocket exploding just over a minute into flight. However, rather than being deterred by these setbacks, the SpaceX team saw them as opportunities to learn and improve. Musk, known for his relentless focus on innovation and his willingness to take risks, continued to push the boundaries of what was thought possible. The setbacks, although frustrating, ultimately contributed to the development of a more robust and reliable launch vehicle. Conclusion. The early days of SpaceX were marked by innovation, perseverance, and a willingness to take risks. From its humble beginnings to its current status as a leading player in the space industry, SpaceX has consistently pushed the boundaries of what is thought possible. The company's early employees, including Tom Mueller, Gwyn Shotwell, Chris Thompson, and Hans Klotz, played a crucial role in shaping the company's early years and laying the foundation for its future success. As SpaceX continues to evolve and innovate, its legacy as a pioneer in the space industry is cemented, and its impact on the world will be felt for generations to come. The first funding and the road to reusability, Musk's vision for reusable rockets and the early funding rounds. In the early 2000s, Elon Musk's vision for reusable rockets was met with skepticism by many in the aerospace industry. The concept of recovering and reusing rockets, rather than discarding them after a single use, was seen as a pipe dream by many experts. However, Musk was undeterred, and his determination to make reusability a reality would eventually lead to a revolution in the space industry. The birth of SpaceX. In 2002, Musk founded SpaceX with the goal of reducing the cost of space transportation and enabling humanity to become a multi-planetary species. Musk's vision for SpaceX was ambitious, and he knew that achieving it would require a significant investment of time, money, and resources. The first funding round. In 2002, SpaceX secured its first major funding round, raising $20 million from investors such as Draper Fisher Jurvetson, Capricorn Investment Group, and Valor Equity Partners. This initial funding allowed SpaceX to begin developing its first launch vehicle, the Falcon 1. The Falcon 1, a step towards reusability. The Falcon 1 was a significant step towards reusability, as it was designed to be a partially reusable rocket. The first stage of the rocket was intended to be recovered and reused, with the goal of reducing the cost of access to space. However, the Falcon 1 program faced numerous challenges, including a series of failed launches and a lack of funding. The second funding round. In 2005, SpaceX secured its second major funding round, raising an additional $50 million from investors such as Google Founders Fund and Capricorn Investment Group. This funding allowed SpaceX to continue developing the Falcon 1 and to begin work on its next launch vehicle, the Falcon 9. The Falcon 9, a major breakthrough. The Falcon 9 was a major breakthrough in the development of reusable rockets. The rocket was designed to be fully reusable, with the goal of recovering and reusing the first stage of the rocket after launch. The Falcon 9 made its maiden flight in 2010, and it has since become one of the most reliable and efficient launch vehicles in the world. The first reusable launch. On December 22, 2015, SpaceX made history by successfully launching and recovering the first stage of the Falcon 9 rocket. This milestone marked a major breakthrough in the development of reusable rockets and demonstrated the feasibility of reusing rockets. The road to reusability. The road to reusability was not without its challenges. SpaceX faced numerous setbacks, including failed launches and technical issues. However, the company's determination and innovative approach to rocket design and manufacturing ultimately led to the development of reusable rockets. Lessons learned. The development of reusable rockets has taught us several important lessons. Firstly, it has shown that reusability is not only possible, but also necessary for the long-term sustainability of the space industry. Secondly, it has demonstrated the importance of innovation and taking calculated risks in the pursuit of a bold vision. Finally, it has highlighted the need for a collaborative approach to space exploration, with government agencies, private companies, and international partners working together to achieve a common goal. Conclusion. The development of reusable rockets is a testament to the power of innovation and determination. From the early funding rounds to the first reusable launch, SpaceX has demonstrated its commitment to making space travel more accessible and sustainable. As the space industry continues to evolve, it is likely that reusable rockets will play an increasingly important role in shaping the future of space exploration. The Falcon 1 and the first launch. The development and launch of SpaceX's first rocket introduction. In the early 2000s, SpaceX, a relatively new player in the space industry, embarked on a mission to revolutionize the way rockets were designed, built, and launched. Founded by Elon Musk, a visionary entrepreneur with a passion for space exploration, SpaceX aimed to create a more efficient, cost-effective, and reliable means of accessing space. This chapter chronicles the development and launch of SpaceX's first rocket, the Falcon 1, a pioneering achievement that marked a significant milestone in the company's journey. The conceptualization of the Falcon 1. In 2001, SpaceX began conceptualizing its first rocket, the Falcon 1. The company's founders, including Elon Musk, Tom Mueller, and Gwynne Shotwell, drew inspiration from the Soviet Union's R-7 rocket, which had successfully launched Sputnik 1, the first artificial satellite, into space in 1957. The Falcon 1 was designed to be a three-stage rocket, with a unique combination of liquid-fueled engines and a reusable first stage. Design and development. The development of the Falcon 1 was a complex and challenging process. SpaceX's engineers and designers worked tirelessly to overcome numerous technical hurdles, including the development of a reliable and efficient propulsion system. The rocket's first stage, powered by a Merlin 1A engine, was designed to be reusable, with the potential to be recovered and refurbished for future launches. The Falcon 1's second stage, powered by a Castor 1B engine, was designed to be a more traditional, expendable stage. The third stage, known as the Orion 50, was a small, solid-fueled stage designed to place payloads into orbit. Testing and integration. In 2005, SpaceX began testing the Falcon 1's components, including the Merlin 1A engine and the Castor 1B engine. The company also conducted a series of static tests, where the rocket's engines were fired in a controlled environment to ensure their performance and reliability. As the rocket neared completion, SpaceX began integrating the Falcon 1's components, including the first stage, second stage, and third stage. The rocket's guidance and navigation systems were also integrated, ensuring that the Falcon 1 could accurately target its payload into orbit. Launch preparations. In the months leading up to the launch, SpaceX prepared the Falcon 1 for its maiden voyage. the rocket was transported to the Odyssey Spaceflight Launch Complex on Omelek Island in the Pacific Ocean, a remote location chosen for its minimal environmental impact and favorable weather conditions. The first launch, January 28, 2006. On January 28, 2006, the Falcon 1 stood tall on its launch pad, ready to make history. The rocket's countdown began at 1:30 a.m. local time, and at 1:45 a.m., the Falcon 1 lifted off, soaring into the Pacific Ocean sky. The rocket's first stage, powered by the Merlin 1A engine, performed flawlessly, propelling the rocket to an altitude of approximately 100 kilometers. However, just 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the flight, the Falcon 1's second stage, powered by the Castor 1B engine, failed to ignite, causing the rocket to crash into the ocean. The failure was attributed to a faulty valve in the second stage's fuel system. Post-launch analysis and revisions. In the aftermath of the failed launch, SpaceX conducted a thorough investigation to identify the root cause of the failure. The company's engineers and designers worked tirelessly to revise the Falcon 1's design, addressing the issues that led to the failure. Revisions and the successful launch of the Falcon 1. In 2007, SpaceX revised the Falcon 1's design, incorporating the lessons learned from the failed launch. On September 28, 2008, the revised Falcon 1 lifted off from the Odyssey Spaceflight Launch Complex, successfully placing a small payload into orbit. This marked a significant milestone in SpaceX's history, demonstrating the company's ability to learn from failure and adapt to overcome challenges. Conclusion: the development and launch of the Falcon 1 were significant milestones in SpaceX's journey. The rocket's maiden voyage, although unsuccessful, provided valuable lessons and insights that enabled the company to refine its design and improve its performance. The successful launch of the revised Falcon 1 in 2008 marked a major achievement for SpaceX, paving the way for future innovations and milestones in the company's history. The Falcon 9 and the Dragon spacecraft. The development of the Falcon 9 and Dragon and the first commercial contracts. The year 2002 marked a significant milestone in the history of space exploration as SpaceX, a private aerospace manufacturer and space transport services company, was founded by Elon Musk. The company's primary objective was to reduce space transportation costs and enable the colonization of Mars. To achieve this goal, SpaceX developed the Falcon 9 rocket and the Dragon spacecraft. This chapter will delve into the development of these groundbreaking systems and their first commercial contracts. The development of the Falcon 9. The Falcon 9 rocket was designed to be a cost-effective and reliable launch vehicle. The development process began in 2002 with the first prototype, known as the Grasshopper, being tested in 2009. The Grasshopper was a vertical takeoff and landing, VTOL testbed, that demonstrated the rocket's ability to hover and land vertically. The first full-scale Falcon 9 rocket was launched on June 4, 2010, from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The rocket successfully placed the DemoSat, a small satellite, into orbit. This maiden flight marked the beginning of a new era in private spaceflight. The Falcon 9's development was a significant achievement, as it was the first privately funded launch vehicle to reach orbit. The rocket's success was largely due to the innovative design and engineering expertise of the SpaceX team. The development of the Dragon spacecraft. The Dragon spacecraft was designed to be a reusable and versatile spacecraft capable of carrying both crew and cargo to the International Space Station, ISS. The development of the Dragon began in 2006, with the first prototype being tested in 2007. The Dragon's development was a complex process involving the design and testing of various components, including the spacecraft's structure, propulsion system, and life support systems. The spacecraft's ability to be reusable was a major factor in its development, as it significantly reduced the cost of accessing space. The first Dragon spacecraft was launched on December 8, 2010, and successfully docked with the ISS. This historic event marked the first time a commercial spacecraft had docked with the ISS. First commercial contracts. The success of the Falcon 9 and Dragon spacecraft led to a surge in commercial contracts for SpaceX. In 2011, SpaceX signed a contract with NASA to transport cargo to the ISS. This contract, worth $1.6 billion, marked a significant milestone in the development of commercial spaceflight. In 2012, SpaceX signed a contract with the U.S. Air Force to launch the Falcon 9 rocket for the Air Force's Space-Based Infrared System, SBIRS, program. This contract was valued at $1.2 billion and marked the first time a commercial launch vehicle had been selected for a major government program. Conclusion: the development of the Falcon 9 and Dragon spacecraft was a significant achievement in the history of space exploration. The success of these systems has paved the way for a new era in commercial spaceflight. The first commercial contracts signed by SpaceX have demonstrated the company's ability to deliver reliable and cost-effective launch services. The Falcon 9 and Dragon spacecraft have not only revolutionized the space industry, but have also inspired a new generation of space enthusiasts and entrepreneurs. As SpaceX continues to push the boundaries of space exploration, it is clear that the future of space travel and commerce is brighter than ever. References: SpaceX, 2010. Falcon 9, maiden flight. SpaceX, 2010. Dragon spacecraft. NASA, 2011. NASA awards contract to SpaceX for ISS cargo transport. U.S. Air Force, 2012. Air Force awards contract to SpaceX for SBIRS program. Glossary: VTOL, vertical takeoff and landing. ISS, International Space Station. SBIRS, Space-Based Infrared System. The NASA contracts and the rise to prominence. How SpaceX became a major player in the space industry. In the early 2000s, SpaceX, a relatively new player in the space industry, was on the cusp of a major breakthrough. Founded in 2002 by Elon Musk, the company had been working tirelessly to develop a reliable and cost-effective launch vehicle. The turning point came in 2006, when NASA awarded SpaceX a contract to transport cargo to the International Space Station, ISS. This marked the beginning of a new era for SpaceX, as it catapulted the company to prominence in the space industry. The early years developing the Falcon 1. In the early days, SpaceX focused on developing the Falcon 1, a lightweight and affordable launch vehicle designed to carry small payloads into low Earth orbit. The company's first launch attempt in 2006 ended in failure, but it was not deterred. SpaceX continued to refine the design, and in 2008, the company successfully launched the Falcon 1, making it the first privately funded liquid-fueled rocket to reach orbit. NASA's Commercial Orbital Transportation Services, COTS, program. In 2006, NASA launched the Commercial Orbital Transportation Services, COTS, program, a public-private partnership aimed at developing new capabilities for transporting cargo and crew to the ISS. SpaceX, along with other companies, was invited to participate in the program. The goal was to reduce reliance on the space shuttle and create a sustainable transportation system. The NASA contract, a game-changer for SpaceX. In 2008, NASA awarded SpaceX a $1.6 billion contract to develop the Dragon spacecraft, a reusable cargo vessel designed to transport supplies to the ISS. This marked a significant turning point for SpaceX, as it secured the company's position as a major player in the space industry. The contract not only provided a substantial injection of funding, but also validated SpaceX's innovative approach to space technology. The rise to prominence, a series of milestones. The NASA contract was followed by a series of milestones that cemented SpaceX's status as a major player in the space industry. 1. First commercial cargo delivery. In 2012, SpaceX launched its first commercial cargo mission to the ISS, marking a major milestone in the company's history. 2. Dragon capsule. In 2012, SpaceX successfully landed the Dragon capsule on the ISS, demonstrating the spacecraft's ability to rendezvous with the station. 3. Falcon 9 rocket. In 2013, SpaceX launched the Falcon 9 rocket, a more powerful and reusable launch vehicle designed to carry heavier payloads into orbit. 4. Reusability. In 2015, SpaceX successfully landed the Falcon 9 first stage after a launch, demonstrating the company's commitment to reusability and reducing the cost of access to space. 5. Crewed missions. In 2020, SpaceX launched its first crewed mission to the ISS, marking a new era in commercial spaceflight. Conclusion. The NASA contracts and subsequent milestones have propelled SpaceX to the forefront of the space industry. From its humble beginnings to its current status as a major player, SpaceX has demonstrated its innovative spirit, technical prowess, and commitment to reusability. As the company continues to push the boundaries of space technology, it is poised to play a significant role in shaping the future of space exploration and development. The Falcon 1 failures and the road to recovery, the setbacks and challenges faced by SpaceX in its early years. As the curtain rose on the 21st century, a new era of space exploration and innovation was unfolding. Amidst the excitement and promise of this new frontier, a small but ambitious company, SpaceX, was born. Founded in 2002 by Elon Musk, PayPal co-founder and entrepreneur, SpaceX set out to revolutionize the space industry by developing reusable rockets and reducing the cost of access to space. However, the journey to success was not without its challenges. In this chapter, we will delve into the Falcon 1 failures and the road to recovery, exploring the setbacks and challenges faced by SpaceX in its early years. The Falcon 1, a new era in space exploration. The Falcon 1, a two-stage liquid-fueled rocket, was SpaceX's maiden venture into the world of space exploration. Designed to be a cost-effective and efficient launch vehicle, the Falcon 1 aimed to reduce the cost of access to space by leveraging reusable rockets and innovative technologies. The rocket's maiden flight, scheduled for 2005, was met with great anticipation and excitement. The first failure, Flight 1.1. On March 24, 2006, the Falcon 1's maiden flight, designated as Flight 1.1, lifted off from the Reagan test site on the Kwajalein Atoll in the Pacific Ocean. The rocket soared into the sky, reaching an altitude of 10,000 feet before experiencing a catastrophic failure. The rocket's first stage, designed to be reusable, suffered a premature shutdown, causing the vehicle to lose control and crash into the ocean. The failure was attributed to a faulty valve, which prevented the rocket's first stage from shutting down properly. The second failure, Flight 1.2. Undeterred by the first failure, SpaceX regrouped and prepared for the next launch attempt. Flight 1.2, scheduled for September 28, 2007, aimed to rectify the issues faced in the previous flight. However, fate had other plans. The rocket's second stage experienced a malfunction, causing the vehicle to lose control and crash into the ocean. The failure was attributed to a faulty electrical connector, which prevented the second stage from functioning properly. The third failure, Flight 1.3. The third and final failure of the Falcon 1 program, Flight 1.3, took place on August 3, 2008. The rocket soared into the sky, reaching an altitude of 150 miles before experiencing a catastrophic failure. The rocket's second stage suffered a premature shutdown, causing the vehicle to lose control and crash into the ocean. The failure was attributed to a faulty valve, similar to the one responsible for the first failure. The road to recovery. The three consecutive failures of the Falcon 1 program were a significant setback for SpaceX. The company's reputation was at stake, and the future of the company hung in the balance. However, Elon Musk and his team refused to give up. They regrouped, re-evaluated, and re-engineered the Falcon 1 to address the issues that led to the failures. Lessons learned. The Falcon 1. Failures taught SpaceX valuable lessons. 1. The importance of rigorous testing. The failures highlighted the need for more extensive testing and validation of the rocket systems. 2. The need for redundancy. The failures emphasized the importance of incorporating redundant systems to ensure the rocket's continued operation in the event of a malfunction. 3. The importance of communication. The failures underscored the need for clear communication among team members and stakeholders to prevent misunderstandings and miscommunications. The birth of the Falcon 9. The Falcon 1 failures led to the development of the Falcon 9, a more advanced and reliable launch vehicle. The Falcon 9, with its reusable first stage and improved second stage, marked a significant turning point in SpaceX's history. The rocket's maiden flight on June 4, 2010, was a resounding success, paving the way for future launches and cementing SpaceX's position as a major player in the space industry. Conclusion: the Falcon 1 failures were a significant setback for SpaceX, but they also served as a catalyst for growth and innovation. The company's ability to learn from its mistakes and adapt to new challenges is a testament to its resilience and determination. As SpaceX continues to push the boundaries of space exploration and innovation, the lessons learned from the Falcon 1 failures will remain an integral part of its journey to the stars. The crisis of 2008 and the near-death experience. How SpaceX almost went bankrupt and how Musk saved the company. The year 2008 was a tumultuous time for the global economy, marked by the collapse of the housing market and the subsequent financial crisis. For SpaceX, the crisis brought with it a near-death experience that tested the company's resilience and the leadership of its CEO, Elon Musk. In this chapter, we will delve into the events that led to SpaceX's financial crisis, the measures taken to address the crisis, and the strategies employed by Musk to save the company from bankruptcy. The financial crisis of 2008. The global financial crisis of 2008 was triggered by the bursting of the housing market bubble in the United States. The crisis began in 2007, when the housing market started to decline, leading to a surge in foreclosures and a subsequent decline in the value of mortgage-backed securities. This led to a credit crunch, as banks and other financial institutions became wary of lending to each other, fearing that they would not be able to recover their losses. The crisis had far-reaching consequences, including the collapse of several major financial institutions, widespread job losses, and a significant decline in global economic output. For SpaceX, the crisis brought with it a severe financial challenge that threatened the very survival of the company. The crisis at SpaceX. In the early 2000s, SpaceX had been experiencing rapid growth, driven by the success of its Falcon 1 rocket and the growing demand for commercial satellite launches. However, the financial crisis of 2008 brought with it a sudden and severe decline in the company's revenue. The crisis was exacerbated by the fact that SpaceX had been relying heavily on government funding for its projects, and the government was forced to cut back on its spending in response to the crisis. As a result, SpaceX found itself facing a severe cash flow crisis, with a significant shortfall in its funding. The company was forced to lay off a significant portion of its workforce, and many of its employees were forced to take pay cuts. The company's leadership was faced with the daunting task of finding a way to stabilize the company's finances and ensure its long-term survival. Musk's response. In response to the crisis, Musk took a number of steps to address the company's financial challenges. One of the key measures he took was to reduce the company's expenses, including reducing its workforce and implementing cost-cutting measures. He also sought to diversify the company's revenue streams, including by pursuing new contracts with government agencies and private companies. Musk also took a number of strategic decisions to ensure the long-term survival of the company. One of the key decisions he made was to prioritize the development of the Falcon 9 rocket, which was designed to be a more powerful and reliable launch vehicle than the Falcon 1. The Falcon 9 was also designed to be reusable, which would significantly reduce the cost of access to space. Another key decision made by Musk was to focus on developing the Dragon spacecraft, which was designed to be capable of carrying both crew and cargo to the International Space Station. The Dragon spacecraft was also designed to be reusable, which would significantly reduce the cost of access to space. The road to recovery. In the years following the crisis, SpaceX made significant progress in recovering from the financial challenges it faced. The company's revenue began to grow again, driven by the success of its Falcon 9 and Dragon spacecraft. The company also continued to diversify its revenue streams, including by pursuing new contracts with government agencies and private companies. In addition to its financial recovery, SpaceX also made significant progress in its technological development. The company's Falcon 9 rocket proved to be a highly reliable and powerful launch vehicle, and the Dragon spacecraft was successfully used to transport cargo and crew to the International Space Station. Conclusion. The crisis of 2008 was a near-death experience for SpaceX, but it was also a transformative moment in the company's history. The crisis forced the company to reevaluate its priorities and make significant changes to its business model. Under the leadership of Elon Musk, SpaceX was able to recover from the crisis and emerge stronger and more resilient than ever before. The crisis also served as a catalyst for innovation, driving the development of new technologies and business models that would help the company to thrive in the years to come. As we will see in the next chapter, the success of SpaceX would go on to have a significant impact on the development of the space industry, paving the way for a new era of space exploration and development. The rebound and the rise of reusability. How SpaceX bounced back and pioneered reusable rockets. In the early 2010s, SpaceX, the pioneering private space company founded by Elon Musk, faced a major setback after a series of high-profile failures, including the loss of the Falcon 1 rocket in 2006 and the Dragon spacecraft in 2011. The company's future seemed uncertain. However, instead of giving up, SpaceX's leadership and engineers regrouped and refocused their efforts on a revolutionary new concept, reusable rockets. This chapter will explore how SpaceX rebounded from its setbacks and pioneered the development of reusable rockets, a technology that has transformed the space industry and paved the way for a new era of space exploration. The early struggles. In its early years, SpaceX faced numerous challenges, including the loss of the Falcon 1 rocket in 2006. The failure was a significant setback for the company, but it did not deter Elon Musk and his team. Instead, they used the experience as an opportunity to learn and improve. The company's next major challenge came in 2011, when the Dragon spacecraft, designed to resupply the International Space Station, suffered a catastrophic failure during a test flight. The incident was a major blow to the company's reputation and morale, but once again, the team used the setback as a chance to regroup and refocus. The birth of reusability. In the aftermath of the Dragon failure, SpaceX's leadership and engineers began to explore new ideas for reducing the cost of access to space. One concept that emerged was the idea of reusable rockets, which would allow the company to significantly reduce the cost of launching payloads into space. The concept of reusability was not new, but it had never been successfully implemented on a large scale. SpaceX's engineers, led by CEO Elon Musk, saw an opportunity to revolutionize the industry by making rockets reusable. The first steps. In 2012, SpaceX began developing the Grasshopper, a prototype reusable rocket designed to test the concept of vertical takeoff and vertical landing, VTVL. The Grasshopper was a small rocket, but it was a crucial step towards developing a reusable launch system. The Grasshopper program was a success, and in 2013, SpaceX successfully tested the rocket's ability to take off, fly, and land vertically. The achievement marked a major milestone in the development of reusable rockets. The rise of the Falcon 9. In 2015, SpaceX launched the Falcon 9 rocket, which was designed to be reusable. The rocket's first stage was equipped with a new engine, the Merlin 1D, which was capable of restarting in mid-air. The Falcon 9's maiden flight was a success, and the rocket successfully landed vertically after launch. The achievement marked a major milestone in the development of reusable rockets and cemented SpaceX's position as a leader in the industry. The future of reusability. Today, SpaceX is at the forefront of the reusable rocket revolution. The company's reusable rockets have reduced the cost of access to space, making it more affordable for companies and governments to launch payloads into orbit. The success of SpaceX's reusable rockets has also paved the way for other companies to develop similar technology. Blue Origin, a private aerospace manufacturer and spaceflight services company founded by Jeff Bezos, has also developed reusable rockets, including the New Shepard and the New Glenn. Conclusion. The story of SpaceX's rebirth and rise to prominence is a testament to the power of innovation and perseverance. From the early struggles to the development of reusable rockets, the company has consistently pushed the boundaries of what is possible in the field of space exploration. As the industry continues to evolve, it is likely that reusable rockets will play an increasingly important role in the development of space technology. SpaceX's pioneering work in this area has paved the way for a new era of space exploration, and its legacy will continue to inspire future generations of engineers and entrepreneurs. The Starship and the next generation of space travel. Musk's vision for the future of space exploration and the development of the Starship. As humanity continues to push the boundaries of space exploration, the need for a reliable and efficient means of interstellar travel has become increasingly pressing. With the development of the Starship, Elon Musk's vision for the future of space travel is taking shape. In this chapter, we will delve into the concept and development of the Starship, exploring its capabilities, challenges, and potential for revolutionizing the future of space exploration. The concept of the Starship. The Starship is a reusable spacecraft designed to take both people and cargo to the Moon, Mars, and other destinations in the solar system. The concept of the Starship was first introduced by Elon Musk in 2016, with the goal of creating a spacecraft that could travel to the Moon and back in just 24 hours. Since then, the Starship has undergone significant development, with the latest prototype, Starship SN8, successfully completing a 12.5-kilometer, 7.8-mile high-altitude test flight in December 2020. Design and capabilities. The Starship is designed to be a reusable spacecraft with the ability to launch and return to Earth multiple times. The spacecraft is powered by a Raptor engine, a full-flow staged combustion cycle engine that is capable of producing 170,000 pounds of thrust. The Starship is also equipped with a unique heat shield designed to protect the spacecraft from the intense heat generated during re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. The Starship is capable of carrying both people and cargo with a payload capacity of up to 150 metric tons. The spacecraft is also designed to be highly autonomous, with the ability to operate independently for extended periods of time. Challenges and obstacles. Despite the significant progress made in the development of the Starship, there are still several challenges and obstacles that must be overcome before the spacecraft is ready for commercial use. One of the main challenges is the development of a reliable and efficient propulsion system. The Raptor engine, while powerful, is still in the testing phase and has not yet been proven to be reliable and efficient enough for commercial use. Another challenge facing the Starship is the development of a reliable and efficient heat shield. The heat shield is critical to the success of the Starship, as it must be able to protect the spacecraft from the intense heat generated during re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. Potential for revolutionizing space exploration. Despite the challenges and obstacles facing the Starship, the potential for the spacecraft to revolutionize the future of space exploration is significant. With the ability to carry both people and cargo, the Starship has the potential to make space travel more accessible and affordable for the general public. The Starship also has the potential to play a critical role in the colonization of Mars and other destinations in the solar system. With the ability to carry both people and cargo, the Starship could be used to transport settlers and supplies to Mars, paving the way for the establishment of a human settlement on the Red Planet. Conclusion. The Starship is a revolutionary spacecraft that has the potential to revolutionize the future of space exploration. With its reusable design, autonomous capabilities, and ability to carry both people and cargo, the Starship has the potential to make space travel more accessible and affordable for the general public. While there are still several challenges and obstacles that must be overcome, the potential for the Starship to play a critical role in the colonization of Mars and other destinations in the solar system is significant. The Mars mission and the future of humanity. How SpaceX plans to make humanity a multi-planetary species. As we gaze up at the night sky, our minds often wander to the vast expanse of space, wondering what secrets lie beyond our planet. For centuries, humanity has been fascinated by the red planet, Mars, and its potential to support life. In recent years, SpaceX, a private aerospace manufacturer and space transport services company founded by Elon Musk, has taken the first steps towards making humanity a multi-planetary species. This chapter will delve into the Mars mission and its significance in the future of humanity. The need for a multi-planetary species. In the face of existential risks such as asteroid impacts, supervolcanic eruptions, and anthropogenic climate change, it is crucial for humanity to diversify its presence in the universe. A multi-planetary species would ensure the survival of our species, even in the event of a catastrophic event. SpaceX's Mars mission aims to achieve this goal by establishing a permanent, self-sustaining human presence on the red planet. The challenges of reaching Mars. Reaching Mars is no easy feat. The distance between Earth and Mars varies from 56 to 401 million kilometers, 35 to 250 million miles, making it a significant challenge to travel to the planet. Additionally, the harsh environment on Mars, including extreme temperatures, radiation, and lack of atmosphere, poses significant risks to both humans. And technology. SpaceX has developed innovative solutions to overcome these challenges, including 1. Reusability. SpaceX's reusable rockets, such as the Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy, have revolutionized space travel by reducing the cost of access to space. Reusability enables SpaceX to launch payloads into orbit at a fraction of the cost, making it more feasible to send humans to Mars. 2. Advanced propulsion systems. SpaceX is developing advanced propulsion systems, such as nuclear power and advanced ion engines, to increase the efficiency and speed of interplanetary travel. 3. Life support systems. SpaceX is designing life support systems that can sustain humans for extended periods, including air, water, and food production. The Mars mission. The Mars mission is a complex and ambitious endeavor that involves several stages. 1. Crewed mission. SpaceX aims to send its first crewed mission to Mars in the mid-2020s with the goal of establishing a permanent human settlement on the planet. 2. Lander and ascent vehicle. The lander will touch down on the Martian surface while the ascent vehicle will lift off and rendezvous with the orbiter in orbit. 3. Orbiter. The orbiter will serve as a communication relay between Earth and Mars, enabling real-time communication between the two planets. 4. In-situ resource utilization, ISRU. SpaceX plans to utilize Martian resources, such as water and regolith, to produce fuel, oxygen, and other essential resources. The future of humanity. The Mars mission is not just about establishing a human settlement on Mars. It's about securing the future of humanity. By becoming a multi-planetary species, we can, 1. Ensure the survival of humanity. A multi-planetary species would ensure the survival of our species, even in the event of a catastrophic event on Earth. 2. Expand human knowledge and understanding. The Mars mission will provide unprecedented opportunities for scientific discovery, enabling us to better understand the Martian environment and the potential for life on other planets. 3. Foster global cooperation. The Mars mission will require international cooperation and collaboration, promoting global unity and cooperation in the face of a shared goal. Conclusion. The Mars mission is a critical step towards making humanity a multi-planetary species. By overcoming the challenges of interplanetary travel and establishing a permanent human presence on Mars, SpaceX is paving the way for a future where humanity can thrive beyond our planet. As we embark on this ambitious journey, we are reminded of the infinite possibilities that await us in the vast expanse of space. The future of humanity is not just about surviving on Earth, it's about securing a future for our species that extends far beyond our planet. The legacy of Elon Musk and SpaceX, the impact of SpaceX on the space industry, and the future of space exploration. As the world continues to evolve and advance, The space industry is no exception. With the rise of private companies like SpaceX, the landscape of space exploration has undergone a significant transformation. Founded in 2002 by Elon Musk, SpaceX has revolutionized the space industry, pushing the boundaries of what is possible and paving the way for a new era of space exploration. In this chapter, we will explore the impact of SpaceX on the space industry and the future of space exploration. The early years, a new era in space exploration. In the early 2000s, the space industry was dominated by government agencies and a few established private companies. However, Elon Musk had a vision to change the game. With a background in physics and economics, Musk saw an opportunity to disrupt the traditional space industry model. He founded SpaceX with the goal of reducing space transportation costs and enabling the colonization of Mars. The first steps, launching the Falcon 1. In 2008, SpaceX launched its first rocket, the Falcon 1. Although the initial launch was unsuccessful, the company persevered and eventually achieved a successful launch in 2009. This marked a significant milestone for SpaceX, demonstrating the company's capabilities and paving the way for future endeavors. The rise of the Falcon 9 and Dragon. In 2010, SpaceX launched its Falcon 9 rocket, which quickly gained popularity due to its reliability and affordability. The company also developed the Dragon spacecraft, designed to transport cargo and crew to the International Space Station. The Dragon's maiden voyage in 2010 marked a major breakthrough for private spaceflight. The impact on the space industry. SpaceX's innovative approach and technological advancements have had a profound impact on the space industry. Some key areas where SpaceX has made a significant impact include 1. Reducing launch costs. SpaceX's reusable rockets have significantly reduced launch costs, making space travel more accessible and affordable. 2. Private spaceflight. SpaceX's success has paved the way for other private companies to enter the space industry, fostering a new era of innovation and competition. 3. Crewed spaceflight. SpaceX's development of the Crew Dragon spacecraft has enabled private companies to transport crew members to space, a capability previously reserved for government agencies. 4. Reusability. SpaceX's reusable rockets have revolutionized the space industry, making it possible to launch payloads into space at a fraction of the cost. The future of space exploration. As SpaceX continues to push the boundaries of space exploration, the future of space travel and exploration looks promising. Some potential areas where SpaceX may make a significant impact include 1. Mars colonization. SpaceX's long-term goal is to establish a human settlement on Mars. With the development of the Starship spacecraft, SpaceX is taking significant strides towards making this vision a reality. 2. Lunar exploration. SpaceX has announced plans to send a crewed mission to the Moon in the near future, marking a significant milestone in lunar exploration. 3. Deep space exploration. SpaceX's Starship spacecraft is designed to take humans to the farthest reaches of the solar system, enabling deep space exploration and potentially paving the way for human settlements beyond Earth. Conclusion. In conclusion, SpaceX has had a profound impact on the space industry, pushing the boundaries of what is possible and paving the way for a new era of space exploration. As the company continues to innovate and push the boundaries of space travel, the future of space exploration looks bright, with its focus on reducing launch costs, developing reusable rockets, and enabling private spaceflight. SpaceX is revolutionizing the space industry and shaping the future of space exploration.